This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's going to be a hot one again. So get ready for it. Get out there, water early, and take care of your plants because they're not going to be able to do it themselves. So definitely do what you can to help them out. Now, we do have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right into them. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jackie is in Dracut.
Jackie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I'd like to know when I can cut back my irises. They're gone now after this week, and they're all dead, so I didn't know when to cut the you know, the flower off and the stem.
All right, so you've already, so they've already gone by?
Yeah, yesterday I looked out, they're all gone. And these are the huge ones. They're the big, big blossoms.
Okay. What I would look at doing is just cutting the flower stem back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because the iris, the leaves, kind of you want them to keep producing for the season. You want to keep the energy into the plant for the summer, so it doesn't dry out quickly. It doesn't, you know, have those types of issues. So I would cut back the flowers, you know, as soon as they're completely gone, which it sounds like we're right on there, and then leave the leaves, so that it can, you know, keep its, you know, vigor for the season and allow your plants to thrive for next season as well.
So on the iris, you know, it's on a long, hard stem. Cut the stem right down to the bottom.
Yeah, so right down to the bottom, and then about mid fall, when you start to see the leaves starting to turn, you'll start to see them turn a little bit yellow from the cold, those types of things. That's
right.
When you would cut them to about like 3 inches from the soil line.
Okay. Now, if I wanted to break some apart to transfer them elsewhere, when should I do that? In the fall also?
I would do that in the fall at this point, just based on the heat.
Mm-hmm.
The heat is a huge factor in all of this. So I would look to go like late summer, early fall to do that. Maybe what it does, it just allows the plant to absorb a little bit of the moisture that's in the air. I would also water the night before I would split them. To, you know, the day before, water them heavily so it can absorb the water, and then from there, split them the next day. Easiest way to split them is dig up the entire plant,
okay.
And split it once you've dug up the entire plant, because sometimes when you do split it right that it's in the ground, it's not going to be like, the plant's not going to be centered. It's going to be like half. It's not going to look right, right? So that's why you can split it above ground and then replant it, because what it allows you to do is add some compost to the soil, add maybe some biotone starter, just to help with the transplant shock and those types of things. So it would. That's why I always recommend digging the entire plant up when you split anything. That way you can take care of those roots by adding right. those nutrients when you do go to replant them.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a plan. Now, on my rhododendron, they're getting to be too tall. They were in front of a large window, and I cut a few branches yesterday, but with the heat, I says I gave that up.
Yeah.
So anyways, I want to take down about 2 feet. Because it is overpowering now. So is this a bad time where it's so hot? And I don't know exactly. I was cutting them like where it forked off, and I was just doing the center. Because now I know I'm starting to even see new leaves starting on them already.
Yep. So is it completely done blooming?
Yeah, but it's now, you know, it was a deep lavender. Now they're almost white.
Yep. So let them finish up the blossom cycle and then you can do it. This is a fine time to do it. Anytime you want to prune a rhododendron, you usually wait till after it's done blooming. So even
right.
with the heat, you should be fine. I've done it a number of times with the rhododendrons I have at my house here. I also... A number of years ago, my mother's grandmother had the same style rhododendrons, but on the side of the house, and it just almost overpowered everything. And it just took up too much of the space. And I went in there, and I trimmed that thing back. You know, I cut more than a third off on some of them, thinned it out a little bit, and it's, I mean, we have pictures of it coming back afterwards and being fuller and full of blossoms, you know, just the next 2 years later, and it was just gorgeous. So it can be done, and I did that around the same time now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it can be done. It's the perfect time to do it. You know, you might look at, if you're worried about with the heat, throwing the hose on the rhododendron that you're going to prune.
Mm-hmm.
Put in the hose on just a trickle, leave it on for like 45 minutes, an hour. So that way the rhododendron has some moisture in the soil to absorb to help with some of that shock, you know, because what happens when they make a cut, the plant kind of goes into shock a little bit and tries to absorb as much water. But if it's full of water already, the plant doesn't need to do that and is a little bit stronger that way. So that's what I would recommend doing. And again, you're doing it right by cutting. Some of them, you can cut all the way back to, you know, the main branching. Some of them, you know, you kind of have to almost, as you're starting, look at it. Say, all right, if I cut this branch, this is where I'm going to cut it to. This is what it's going to look like. And then go, you know, almost each time at the beginning, taking a step out, looking at it and saying, all right, if I cut this, this will look good. All right, next. And then do that as you get to, you know, kind of the feel of it. Because that's what I've done. You know, you kind of get nervous, right, when you're cutting a bigger amount. You don't want to cut too much and then make the plant look, you know, lopsided or something like that. So it can definitely be done. I've done it. Multiple times, and it's worked out. I mean, the rhododendrons in front of my house right now are in full bloom, and I've cut them back every other year for the past 6 years here, and they are full and flowering, so it's not gonna hurt it by any means.
Now, do I have a certain spot where I should on the stem of the plant? Is it, should I go like I'm doing, like I'm looking for like the main branch, and then cut to leave stuff, you know, leaves on the side?
Yep. You so know, you're doing it.
I'm doing it right.
Yeah, you're definitely doing it right. But there are some times where you just cut all the way back because you can see that, you know, that stem, maybe it, most of it has no leaves because it's on the center of it and it's only popping up a little bit. So you could cut all the way back. But okay. when you do prune, if you're just pruning to shape the tops of it, try to go back. So there's a leaf, at least some sort of leaf junction right below mm-hmm. where you cut. So you cut yeah. right to a leaf junction. That way it, you know, there's no gap in between the leaves. Because if right. you cut right below the leaf junction, then you're going to have like a stick in right. between where the leaves are. So cut right back to above a leaf junction. That mm-hmm. helps to allow it to shape it that way. But you're definitely mm-hmm. doing everything right on there.
Okay.
And, you know, the heat, it's going to be better later in the week. It's looking like the end of the week is going to be more right. overcast anyways
mm-hmm.
and cooler. I think Saturday... Yeah, Saturday's looking to be in the lower 70s.
I'll tackle that one.
Yeah, definitely. I might wait till then. Just this heat is just too much.
Right. Well, I thank you very much and enjoy your day.
You too, Jackie. Bye bye.
Bye bye now.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments to answer all your gardening questions. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hello, I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
Now I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from bioadvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have some calls online. Nathan, who's up next?
TJ the Plant Man Jones is in Dover.
TJ, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How are you doing? Good show today. Good questions. Good answers. While you were on break, I knew of a song. It was called Garden Party way back when I was young. I'm 60. And, I finally found out it was Ricky Nelson and went to a garden party. Well, I have a garden party going on and uninvited guests. They are the chipmunks. What the heck am I supposed to do? I mean, I've got hundreds of them in my 4 gardens running around, having fun, digging. Are they invasive and eating all my plants, or are they good to be around?
Well, they're, they are everywhere right now. You're not the only one.
More than the normal. More than I've ever seen before, honestly.
It's, it's one of those things where, I hate to say it sometimes this way, but with nobody being on the road as much as they were in the past, a lot of people are starting to get back onto the roads. That was one of the factors. The chipmunks, squirrels, right. they're not the brightest out there, right? And so
that's
they
why the deer cross the road.
Yes.
But they're all the squirrel. I know that part.
But this is one of those things where they're just everywhere, and you're not the only one who's seeing this. I was in the garden center yesterday, and only a few people were out there. The real plant people were out yesterday, and a number of questions were the same. What do I do? I have chipmunks and squirrels everywhere. So there's actually a couple options to help repel and keep them away.
Mothballs
is a good one. But there's a product.
I don't want to hurt them.
Yeah, no, I completely get it. So there's a product out there from Boni called Rat Magic. Okay. That's the granular form of it. Rat magic.
Okay.
It's clove oil. There's a number of oils. It's all organic, right?
Right. Good.
And the that style, like rodent, doesn't like those smells, right? They don't like the smells that it brings on, and so it kind of keeps them away. That is in the rat magic granular. They also have like little packets. They're like little tea bags, basically, with the product on it that you can place around that people might use in like a garage or a shed or something like that.
Sure.
The products in it is cedarwood oil, clove oil, peppermint oil, and a couple other products.
The things that we like to smell, but they don't. Okay, got it.
Exactly.
I mean, these darn little rodents, if you wish, they have a movie about them. They sing. They sing Christmas songs to me. You love these dudes. And all of a sudden, they're ripping up my garden. It's like, come on now.
Exactly.
You're supposed to be nice and sing Christmas songs to me. Instead, you're eradicating my garden.
Real quick, so there is an actual liquid form of this same product. It's called chipmunk, squirrel, and rodent repellent, right? It's the same active ingredients as what's in the rat magic. It's just in a liquid form, and you can attach it to the hose and spray the garden that way versus having to use a repellent that's a granular form and make that barrier. So what I would do is I might look at trying to get that product because it's a little less work than having to use the granules and spread them around all over the place.
Okay, I thank you. Oh, here's a quick one.
Yep.
I run the plant plant people here. Plant people. Anyway, somebody asked me, can I put Splenda in my hummingbird feeder instead of sugar? And I have never heard that before, and I had to call you because I don't know.
All right, let me. I'm going to hit the break, and we're going to get talked over. I'll answer that on the other side. I'll be right back.
Okay. You better do it with a smile.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You look at our border is wide open. Illegal immigration is skyrocketing at a level that we've never seen before. And this is over a period of a few months. Drugs are pouring in. Gas prices are soaring. Our industries are being pillaged by foreign cyber attacks. That's a lack of respect for our country and for our leaders.
Former President Trump in North Carolina. Trump speaking at the North Carolina Republican State Convention. The former president continues.
Speaking of our leaders, they're bowing down to China. America is being demeaned and humiliated on the world stage. Our freedom is being overtaken by left-wing cancel culture.
Infrastructure talks expected to resume on Monday after President Biden rejected the latest Republican proposal. This is USA Radio News. A new survey from Ramsey Solutions says 42% of consumers with debt say the pandemic has been a financial setback they don't think they can come back from, compared to 27% of people without consumer debt. The survey also found those without consumer debt, 45%, were more likely to save stimulus money than those with debt, which is 31%. Ramsey Solutions President Dave Ramsey making sense of those numbers on Fox News.
Obviously, if you've got debt, you're likely to use the money to pay your bills. And so, because, you got more money going back out the door. And so, again, this points to what Ramsey's been doing for 30 years, getting people out of debt, because it puts you into a position of strength. And those that didn't have that were more likely to save their stimulus check, which, oh, by the way, stimulated nothing in the economy because it went into a savings account.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with TJ, and right at the break, he was asking in regards to putting Splenda into a hummingbird feeder versus, the regular sugar. Now, it is something that is very interesting to look at because you want to use that refined white sugar, right? You don't want to use any of the, different styles, like the different types of sugars, because that white sugar is sucrose, right? Which, when we mix it with the water, that's going to be the closest thing that's going to mimic natural nectar. Now, they say that, honey can promote dangerous, the fungal growth in there, even though it's organic. Natural and raw sugars contain levels of iron that can be harmful. So that's why they kind of say it that way. So, I wouldn't be looking at Splenda. It's not a sugar, right? So it's not giving you what you need to do, and it can be long-term harmful for the hummingbirds. And, I was talking about this with somebody I work with the other day, because hummingbirds, right, they say you need to put the hummingbird feeders out early so that they'll go by and they'll remember where you are. We were kind of just going back and forth saying, first off, how does a hummingbird remember that? They are these small little birds. They know exactly where that hummingbird feeder is. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. So that's for a different day. But they know when it's the right mixture, right? They know that mixture. And when it's not done the right way, it can be harmful to them. All right?
Thank you, my friend.
No problem, TJ. You have a...
It's always good, and I have 79 people that are of the age of 79, and I get questions left, right, and sideways. Easier for me than you when you've got all these people calling in, but I appreciate your niceness, and I am now going to put my notebook and my coffee down and go water the gardens before it gets too hot.
That's the perfect way to do it. I definitely would be doing the same.
if I could get them to help, it would be wonderful, but it doesn't happen at Jurassic Park here sometimes. Anyway, I appreciate your niceness. And next week I'll come up with another question that somebody gives me here.
Perfect.
I appreciate the hummingbird talk.
No
but
problem.
I get a lot.
All right.
You're my right-hand wingman thing to help me out with what I have to deal with each day.
Perfect.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, yeah, it's, you know, we want to make sure we take care of those hummingbirds. And sometimes, you know, thinking that you're, you know, just the right sugar might be the wrong one. So let's take care of them and let's not get them sick. We want those hummingbirds around. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Neil is in Maine.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, Patrick. How
are you? Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, thank you. I just had a real quick question. I was planning on, I mixed up some cleanup this morning.
Okay.
In one of my sprayer containers, and I wanted to spray it in an area where I've done it before. It's actually an area where I have several taller shrubs, and I have some weeds that have you know, grown into the dirt, and it's kind of starting to look a little unsightly. So I plan to, you know, be really careful about it, but spray it on the weeded areas. You think that's okay, even though I have some taller shrubs, and B, is this weather okay? The real hot weather, does it ruin the effect at all of the cleanup?
Well, so you want to just make sure, obviously, you're not getting the spray onto, you know, the plants that you want, because it is a foliar type spray where the plants absorb it and that's how it kills them. So that I would say, you know, those styles, you definitely want to make sure you don't get them on there, and the rest of it should be okay. Now, as far as the heat, right, today we're looking at the higher 90s. I would say as long as you're getting the weeds, you're going to be fine. You can do it this morning, gives it some time. What it'll kind of do is weaken the plant, and then the sun will help dehydrate the plant a little bit easier. You know, I've seen a number of people say, you know, if it's 85 or above, it doesn't really work. Well, I've seen it when it's that temperature, and it really, really kills what you're looking to kill. So I'd be all right with it myself.
Okay.
I think it helps dehydrate the plants a little bit more. That way, it gets a deeper kill to it, and it gets the root system. You know, if you can wait a couple days, fine. But again, I really think you're going to be okay. Especially doing it now. It's not going to get 90 till the sun's really out there. Yeah, I think you're going to be fine.
Okay, excellent. Hey, Patrick, great show. Thank you. I enjoy you every week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a hot one out there. It's going to be hot later, next few days. But end of the week's looking nice. Perfect time for it. So definitely love it. You know, we're starting, obviously we're going to be outside more. We're going to be doing a few things in the yard. Now, if you have some standing water in areas, you have rain barrels, you have, you know, a little stream near you, and you have mosquitoes coming around, you should be using the Summit Solutions products of mosquito bits or mosquito dunks, using those to help get rid of the insects before they become the bigger insects, help prevent Zika, West Nile, those types of diseases that are inevitable to be popping up in our areas. By using those, they are environmentally safe. They're not going to hurt your pets or plants in the area, so definitely fine to use. So we highly recommend using them in areas where water sits. Like I said, rain barrels, sitting water like a little stream near the house. Not going to hurt the wildlife there. Another one you could be using is in the gutters. Sometimes gutters will have sitting water if they're not balanced the right way. So definitely is able to be used there. So find them online at summitsolutions.com and help protect yourself for this summer season. All right, so we do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Peter's in New Hampshire.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Couple questions. The first one is about dogwood cousas. We've got a few of them. My father does. And I remember they were your dad's favorite tree, and they're my dad's favorite tree as well.
Awesome.
They haven't been flowering in the last couple of years. I guess I'll call it flowering. If I recall, I think your dad said technically they're not flowers, but as a layman, I guess I'll just call them flowers. And nothing's come up the last couple of years, and I don't know what's going on. And if I recall, your dad had said, you know, hit the main, stem with a hammer. You know, it's kind of, I'm doing this for your own good type of thing. And I was wondering if we can do that now. In other words, is it still the right? Well, first, did I remember what your dad said? Did I remember it correctly? But if so, can we still do it this time of year? You know, should I be doing that, or what do you have for ideas? Because usually, you know, these things would, you know, the flowers would be great. You know, they'd be plentiful. But nothing the last couple of years. So I don't know what's going on.
You got me chuckling back here, because as I hear you talking about the that story, I can picture my father saying this, and I used to go to a lot of lectures that he would do.
Yeah, he said it a few times over the year. I remember hearing him say it a few times over the years. I'm doing this for your own.
Exactly, and
funny.
He used to always. I can just picture him walking it. He pretended he'd have a hammer in his back pocket, you know, and behind him, and holding it behind him, and saying, "You know, this is for your own good." it's funny. It gives me a good chuckle this morning. But you are remembering that correctly, right? You know, where you could walk up to it and hit it with the hammer a few times. I'd look more of not like a, you know, like a metal hammer, maybe like a mallet. You know, hitting it a few times. Some people use like a baseball bat or whatever. It's kind of doing that. You can do it to dogwoods. You can do it to a number of plants to kind of get it back into it. What I'd also look at doing is, you know, the fertilization program on it. The past few years, we've had some pretty good droughts happen towards the end of the season each year.
Yeah.
And your plants might be pretty affected by it because of the, the way the temperatures were and what they've done. So I would be looking at, you know, a fertilization of them to allow them to get some nutrients back, and maybe looking at it, you know, getting a hose out there, letting it sit on there on a trickle for, you know, for something that's been there for years, established like that, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour, just sitting on there to help it.
At the drip line?
At the drip line would be best for it. And what I'd also look at doing is possibly using a product from a natural alternative called Protolyzer.
Yeah.
So when a plant is in shock, sometimes it needs something. And Protolyzer, and you've probably heard us talk about it a million times, but it works with the fertilizer and allows the fertilizer to be more to be absorbed the right way, and so your plant knows to allow the trapped nutrients to come out and help absorb into the plant. So that's one way I would say it's definitely going to help. And the fertilization in the spring of next year, maybe look at using something like a superphosphate early to help promote some new growth. You could also use like a 10-10-10. It's early enough in the season where you might want to look at using a 10-10-10 now anyways, just
I'm glad
to...
You said that. Yeah, we actually have some in the garage. Yeah.
Perfect. So definitely try to add that to the soil right now in the drip line again to help get something back to the plant. It feels like the plant just needs something from us, and Mother Nature can't do enough for it. So definitely doing a couple of those and hitting it with a baseball bat, a broom handle. That can definitely help it and knock it back into flowering for you.
Okay, and I've got one more
question. Hang tight for me. I'll be right back.
The pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Peter in regards to a number of things. He had a second question, so wanted to bring him back to try and help answer those. So, Peter, what was your other question we could help you with?
Thanks for letting me hang on, Patrick. It was regarding moles, and we had talked about this previously, and I can't remember exactly what you had said, but we've got moles. They've caused a lot of problems, and I need to just not to move them. I need to wipe them out. They're causing so much trouble. I need to kill them. And I hate to say it, but so I don't want to use, like, I don't know if they have like Mole Max and all these other things. But I need something that's going to kill them, because they've caused a lot of trouble over here.
I completely get it. There are a lot of these small, like, rodent types that have taken over with everything that's happened with the pandemic. There's not as many people out on the roads. There's more, that type of thing. So they're not naturally having that issue happen. So there are ways. There's a product called Moltox from Bonide.
Okay.
So Moltox is a product that is a poison, right?
Okay.
So the Moltox, what it does is you can put it in the into the hole of the where they are, and these granules will end up killing them.
Okay.
It's a you would do it the same way that you would look at when you're trying to repel them, right? You're trying to find where they live. So you would be doing the same thing where at night, before before sun goes down, walking around the house, stepping on all the holes where the moles have been, so you can see exactly where they are. So you know where the active tunnels are. that's the only way to do it, because they can run, you know, hundreds of feet of
tunnels and holes.
Tunnels and everything.
Yep.
And you might think that, that they're on one side when they're on the other side of the yard. And by stepping on all these holes that you see,
mm-hmm.
that next morning, there's going to be like little volcanoes in an area. You're going to know that that's where they're active. So at that point, then you would put this Moltox, it says right on it, mole and gopher killer, and put that in the holes. And it basically, it has a smell to it that they love. It'll come right to them, and it'll end up killing them.
Boy, I hope so. I tell you, it's been a struggle. And tried the worms, those little purple worms.
Yep.
No go on that. Tried, even tried this trap, some kind of trap. Tried all kinds of things. I mean, these things are smarter than I am, for crying out loud.
Yeah, they have those traps where you put them into the ground, into where they are, and it's supposed to get them.
Tried.
You know, they also have out there, but this is another way of repelling, is like the sonic spikes where you put them in the ground.
Do they really work?
I don't think so, but the thing is they have a different way of hearing than we would. So this sonic spike, the noise, they can hear it, but we can't. Children can hear the sound because it's mm-hmm. a very high pitched. But a certain age group and older can't hear it. So that's how it, you know, repels them. I think if you really looking to get rid of them, that mole and gopher killer is the way to go. And just find out where their holes are, where they're active, and be pushing down all the tunnels and holes and finding out where they are and then going at it that way.
Yeah, all right, that's a good idea. Yeah, Moltox, and I'll definitely look into it. And thanks a lot, Patrick. Appreciate it. And hopefully that'll do it, because it seems like they've taken control of the yard.
Yeah, no, I hope so too. I think it should. So definitely good luck with that, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Yeah,
thanks
a lot, Patrick. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, we're going to hit a break here. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.